My name is One Cool Blurred, or Dr. Paul McNeil, and I'm on the Dope Science Show, where we talk about changing the narrative and making science dope for people of color.
Okay, this is Dave Beck, and I've been on a Dope Science Show with the dopest girl I ever known in my life, San Diego. And her name is, say it again.
Science step with step.
Science step with step. That's right. She's a great lady, guys. I hope you tune into her show. And
my name's Damien Swaby, and I'm here on the Dope Science Show, the best podcast out there today.
Hey there, everybody. This is Maya Anika, visual artist and mental health advocate and speaker of the Spectrum blog, here with Stephanie at the Dope Science Show, and you should be here too. Go Steam!
Yeah! Hey, right, what's up, fellow people? What's up? My name is Natasha Wallington, and you just heard me on the Dope Science Show. Have a good day, y'all.
Awesome.
Happy New Year. 2016 is over. You have all been a huge support of the podcast. I want to thank you for your ears and your eyeballs. Thank you to all the guests who have shared their stories with me. Producing this podcast is my biggest accomplishment of 2016, and I'm super excited to see how it continues to evolve. I want to thank all the podcasts that are so dope and that have supported the show from the get-go. You all should check them out because they have shows that fulfill a need. And they got my ear, so you guys should check it out and see what you think. I'm going to go through all the podcasts. Here we go. Streams Flowin', Cyber Squid Radio, Infographitis. I'm going to list it in the show notes as well. Hard and Low, Outspoken Diva, Off the Clock Podcast, Podcast Culture, We Got the Jazz, The Vocal Minority Report, Just in Time, The Cure, Star Jaws Podcast, The Afro Daily, The Black Neighbors, Midnight Convos, PTO Unlimited Podcast, Kita and Jay Show, In My Opinion Podcast, Just Say Words Podcast, The Outline Podcast, Two Uncool Podcasts, The Right Manchild Podcast, and The Jonathan Report. So you guys, check it out. I'll have them in the show notes as well. Those are all the podcasts that have been very supportive, and I follow them as well. This episode features an LA artist, filmmaker, singer, rapper, and always on the hustle. His name is Richard Wright. He is also a member of the dope hip-hop group The People Next Door. We chat about music, art, business, and content creation, Instagram creeping, science, the environment, and spirit animals. I think he's a chameleon at heart. Had a lot of fun with this episode. I slipped in my own science rap. Yeah. Richard was nice enough to let me include songs from his group debut album, The People Next Door. The whole album is dope. I had trouble picking my favorite songs and fell in love with the whole album because I had to listen to it over and over in order to pick the ones I chose. I hope you enjoy the conversation. FYI, I respect the arts, so no censorship over here. Warning, explicit language. Let's start the show.
Hello?
I don't know if you don't understand or you don't speak English, but I've come to you like 16 times in a row and asked you to turn your goddamn music down, and you still playing it. It's really starting to get on my nerves because my cat's missing. Now turn that goddamn music down.
Yeah. What up, Mike? I see you. Hey. What up, Rich? What up, bro? What up, Stills? What up, Cole? What up, man? What up, AD's?
Hey.
El Dizzle.
Hey.
That's
right,
hey.
Right.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know I was the shit in my past life. 70s weaponry fast life. A Mac and a vest. I'm black and I bet you see me or Aretha. Y'all have some respect. I don't rap for the rap. I don't rap for the checks. But I'll rack up the checks. See, I'm back in effect like I'm dazzling effects. It was days we were slaves, but I'm done with that shit. So I don't want a chain and a car, not a whip. Guess I rap cause I'm worth it. Not trying to be perfect, but some people say that it is. That made me nervous. I rap with a purpose. But back to the surface, I'm getting too deep. Fuck your four hoes in the Jeep. You sleep, so I know you the sheep. Hate on my breath, so I know you the feds. Don't pay for the show, so I know that you cheap. Download the shit that you know it was free.
Work. Used to be a different person. Upgrade, better verse. Now I write in my head, ain't no curse. calligraphy. Man, is you feeling me? Empathy, man, it be killing me. In the streets, they like the military. Infantry, man, since my infancy. Wouldn't have thought it would be like this. My nigga in Harlem, he sleeping pissed. Now I hit him in that nigga wrist, man. All you gotta do, no dreams exist. Yo, if I want it, better stack 100, man. If you need it, better throw a G and shit. Tryna make a killer, nigga, need the millions. Fuck apartment, I'm just tryna buy the building.
We been living out our dreams, nigga. Living out our dreams.
Shit, I can't even sleep, nigga.
I can't sleep, nigga.
We been living out of suitcase. I be tripping, what you mean, nigga? I be working, what you mean, nigga?
Google search, what you mean, nigga?
Everything ain't what it say.
Like, wait, like, hold up. If it ain't a backboard, I ain't roll up. Look, I'm a hippie. Tryna turn a daffodil to a bit, to a billy. Like, I'm waving. You probably need goggles for the vision. I'm coolin', just riding around with my niggas.
I don't need no hoes, I'm
yeah, I don't
keep your nose on my
look, I been told y'all niggas. Tie-dye, big face, bitches. Damn, it feel good. Living my dreams out. I just tripped at your dream house. And I ain't sleep once.
Sitting back thinking of a master plan. Jumped on the jack and I tagged my man. Asked him if he had a grand. He was willing to put on the stream. Now we passed this, we were stacking pants. He said, yeah. 4 days later, got keys. Baby girl did say thoughts become things. Mind on my money, my love, and my seat. I'm gonna get what I want by any means. On a lifelong mission to feel good. Breaking down grade A, Mayday's not an option. I only want love because all else makes me nauseous. I'm all on the line, never been about being cautious. All shit, God is everything. God is everything. All forever. All together now, head all in the clouds. I'll never let you down, I swear to you. Wait.
Young and hungry, straight out the sis where the goal is money. Yeah, I jump out the shit when my nose is running. This game is a jungle, legit jamudgy. Sipping, seeking, leaning, I'm still up and scheming. Keep me numb, you notice, know this shit for something. I've been focused, frozen, it's a blizzard coming. Done for no, see we working, not for nothing. Who them niggas, stop you lying, no discussion. Shots is fired, I ain't flying, why you ducking? I ain't worried, I ain't flinching, I ain't jumping. Them my people, I know all them niggas busting. You say niggas fiction, I know niggas fronting. Why the friction, take the bitch, cause I ain't wanna counting commas out here spending hundreds. Whatever we seen is the scene, you should be. What the fuck do you mean?
Hey, we been living out our dreams.
We been living out our dreams.
Shit, I can't even sleep, nigga.
I can't even sleep.
We been living out of suitcase.
Living out of suitcase.
I be tripping. What you mean, nigga?
What you mean?
I be working. What you mean, nigga?
What you mean?
Google searching. What you mean?
Everything ain't what it say.
So, Richard, thank you for coming to the Dope Science Show. I appreciate it. So we can just chat about stuff.
Thank you for having me.
Cool, cool. I was saying a second ago that, yeah, the week is a blur. Every day is just like, I feel like it's because I work a lot, and I also feel like I'm online too much. Like, I think I have brain overload.
That could be a big part of it online, especially since, like, you have the internet, like, in your hands all day. It's, like, pretty consistent. So it's, like, picking
it's
up.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
Do you catch yourself, like, in your phone when people are, like, talking to you sometimes?
All the time. I'm horrible. I have to, like, remind myself, okay, put it down. Like, it's like an addiction for sure.
You got to get a crappy phone. That way it won't bother
you. I know, right? When I'm super, like, poor and I'm being on my budget, like, I don't even have a phone. I'm like, I just got Wi-Fi. And so then I do well. Like, I'm not I'm not online.
Exactly.
I'm actually engaged.
yeah, that's really the key to it.
Like, I just need to stop paying for my data, and then it'll be, you know.
I feel you, data sucks.
Yeah, but that's not why you're on the show, so talk about how we are addicted to our phones. But I wanted to invite you on the show because I followed you on Instagram a little while back because I saw the project you did with Janine Daniels she was doing a Kickstarter. And you made, like, a cool music video. It was really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think it was called Trust in Me.
Yeah, it was really good.
That is dope.
I was like, he actually knows what he's doing.
That's incredible. I love when people say that. People always say things like that. Like, man, nobody raps now. Or, like, you know, it's not the same. Or, I don't really believe it all the time, but it's cool just to hear it anyway.
Yeah, so that's how you caught my attention. And then I was like, well, I have the podcast, and I want to talk to cool people and see what they think about science, and it gives me an excuse to talk to people. So you have some cool. I'm not really good at introducing people, so maybe you can tell the audience, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from?
My name is Richard Wright, spelled correctly. Like, that's my real name as well as my musician name and my every other name. And I am a musician. A rapper. Also, I sing a little bit in the studio and background, like little, you know, in the corner. And I write for other people. And yeah, I'm signed to Big Boy Music. That's Big Boy from like 92.3.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, definitely. That's the big homie.
That's really cool. How did you get in contact with him? Did you know him through friends, or did he find you, or?
I had a friend. Well, there was a studio I was working at, and it was kind of like a Bermuda Triangle of, like, musical positive energy, where, like, there was just studios across the hall and on top of you, everywhere, the studios. And so I worked a lot over there. Yeah, it's super, super cool. One of the best places I ever worked. And so I did a lot of music there, and just through doing a lot of music and networking and knowing people and having fun, like, somebody who knew Big Boy kind of, like, just, you know, gave him the idea or whatever about me. And, yeah, he was, like, he was with it. So it was super cool. Yeah. So it happened.
That's
it was pretty,
simple.
Like, random and simple.
Isn't it funny how if you're just doing what you are, it's true to yourself, like, the right opportunities and people just come into your life.
Yeah, it's very true. When you're positive, and I think it's really, like, simple. It's like when you're a likable person, you know, people kind of want to, like, recommend you or talk about you or, you know, it's like you got to just stay likable and always know that, like, anybody in the room can be, like, the person. Just, you know, be an all-around cool person.
Very cool. Very cool. It's good to remember that. When I was younger, growing up, I had, like, anxiety. So I always thought people were judging me constantly. I was just so afraid to talk even or interact with people.
I can see that, though. Some people could be scary, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, maybe I was, either I was paranoid or people were scary, one or the other. But,
that's pretty much how that worked out. And now I'm just Richard Wright, the rapper, musician, film guy.
And is your stage name Richard Wright?
Yes, it is.
Very cool. So you have a solo career, but you recently just started a music group or a rap group. What do you say?
A rap group, music group. You're right, music group. We sing, we do a little bit of singing, we rap, like pretty much whatever sounds good. But it's pretty much just four like-minded people who also have different ideas too. From four different parts of Los Angeles who are doing the singing and rapping. And there's one producer named Mike West. And we decided to call ourselves the People Next Door, which can be confusing because people think about the people under the stairs or they think about the party next door.
Yeah.
I understand that. But it's cool as long as people, you know, talk about it. But it is the People Next Door. And we just did it because, like I said, we're all from different parts of L.A., but you know, LA's not that big. It's like it's big and it isn't at the same time. So, like, we're kind of all right next to each other, even though we're from different sides.
It's funny you say that because I don't even live in LA, but I go to LA a lot. And it's like I've actually started to see people that I've seen before just on my, like, weekend trips. Or this person knows that person. And I'm like, how are we all, like, so connected?
Yeah.
It's that 7 degrees of separation or whatnot.
Yeah, it really is like a web of just networking and connections and stuff like that. It's crazy.
I feel like it's even more so because of, like, social media. Like, people are, like, following certain, like, say, for instance, if you're on Instagram or something, and everyone's following, like, all your friends are following OK Player, right? And then, like, they have a party, and then people who are from the area are going to go to that party, and then it's like, oh, you're more likely to meet those people than you might like them or follow them on Instagram, and it's like, it becomes this whole, you know, thing where it's like, you know, hey, I know this person. How do you know that, you know, it's like.
That's true. Yeah. You ever follow somebody on Instagram and then instantly see, like, the people that are also following them or they follow, and you're like, oh, damn, I know him and her, and. Like, I got, like, three friends that know her.
And they didn't used to show it, but now they show, like, how many mutual, like, contacts you have, as in people you're following who are following them as well. So I guess Instagram picked up on, like, oh, people like that because you're more likely to follow, you know. And you're like, oh, okay, if what's his name follows them.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially when you're a guy just, like, Insta creeping for a woman or something.
It's funny you brought that up because I was just telling my friend, is Instagram a dating site? Did I miss that memo? Because
you know what,
it seems
anything can become a dating site at any time. I think it's the thirst of the man that can let it be whatever it can be. Like, it can transform multiple times.
I think so. I was like, what happened? And then when they added the Insta stories, it got even more so.
Oh,
like before.
Yeah.
Because they have the private message. Instead of you being able to, like, comment, like, oh, and be like, you know, publicly, like, oh, yeah, I think you're pretty or whatever. Or just like because you're shy, like. They can private message you now, you know, and it's like, and they could have always, but now they have an excuse to do it.
That's true. It's very true.
I was like, they know what they're doing.
They do. They know. I was just saying that they know exactly what's going on.
True. I started rambling because I got distracted, but I did want to come back to your group. So you guys are the People Next Door, and you guys have a new album, or are you working on that new album?
Yes, we do. We just dropped an album about a month and a week ago called The People Next Door, self-titled, and it is out right now everywhere, Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere, SoundCloud, all the places you would think. And it's free, so that's even more incentive to download. It's entirely free, and I think it's good.
I think it's good. I that's also why I was like, oh, I want you on the show, because I saw the video, and I was like, oh, it just felt, you know what, it felt like L.A., and it felt like, not like a gangster L.A., just like the way L.A. really is, where it's a bunch of, like, skaters or not, you know what I mean?
That,
it's
dope.
Like that Southern California, you know, vibe,
that's,
you know?
I think that's the majority of us. I think people think gangbanger, but the majority of us are actually kind of just chill, grab clothes off the floor kind of people like that.
Like artsy, you know, it felt like, you know, we might go do spray graffiti or go look at spots, you know, like it reminds me of, it just reminded me of like my college years where I used to hang out with like B-boys and stuff. And it was like, all right, grab your backpack. We're going to go like adventure, you know? So
that's
it was a really cool video.
What was
your single that had the video? What was it called?
That single is called Ride In Round.
See? And, yep, right in and around. It was dope. So can I play it on the show? Can I, like, put a little piece in it?
Definitely. I'd be happy.
So. Usually I roll solo, but tonight I'm with my niggas. No photos, please, no social media, no need no nose in my business. Don't need no hoes, I like women. I might leave with yours, it's called pimping. I probably should leave the shrink alone. One too many, you know, I start crippin'. Roll some weed to get me where I'm supposed to be. It ain't no G, I can't hit it. Homies know why not to hold me back in case these people start trippin'. Wildin' out, wired up. Hi, my love, are you high enough? You're looking like you wanna ride with us. That'd be a good decision. Living the way I want to. If you can't get with it, then it's fuck you. Hut one, hut two, shotgun. We not gonna lose.
Never rewind, play every position. All stars on the mission, I'll go hard and get it. All dogs go to heaven, so no, I ain't tripping about anything other than winning.
Finish. Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
Light the blunt and then we let it by.
Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
So my nigga, we gon' rule the world.
Meditating while they hesitating, nigga, elevated like I'm Buddha. Celebrating like we already made it, I'm premeditated like a shooter. Murder, murder like the summertime, shit. LA City, all we know is grind, shit. My nigga, soldier, so we fall in line. Money, 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 chasing dollar signs. Get them, got them, gotta get it. Shit is so acidic, never leave a witness, nigga, you know better. Got a million people watching and they wish you watch it, judge you by your watching sweater. Fuck them niggas, man, they simple, simple. Niggas never get it, all they know the city. I just wanna know the world. Buy my bitch a couple pearls. Count the money that we earn. Light the fire, let it burn. Man, rather all my niggas rich than me. Told my nigga rich that we is all gon' eat. And I ain't about to let him down. Told my nigga cool, it's right around. Flip a chicken, then we flip a pound. Nigga, all we need is just that money now.
Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
Light the blunt and then we let it burn.
Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
So my nigga, we gon' rule the world.
Too legit to quit. Trippin' off a trip. Not trippin' off a bitch. Crash your whip, it's bent. Fuck it. Loving life, cause life is lovely. Life gets ugly, that's the way it go. It's more than money, motivation, ducking snakes and trying to play a hoe. A lot of people think a lot of things, but too afraid to say it though. That's why I stay with me and mine, cause we in line like any way it go. With the brodies, with the homies, fuck the fame, fuck the lames. Don't need a chain, I need the chain. See the game, feed the flame, we the game. Fuck the fake, fuck the hate. With the bros, dick the hoes, flip the fork, skip the porch, get the Porsche. Game is like it's figure four. I figure for a couple years or many more. Life ain't easy as you thought it'd be, or ought to be. When shit get to falling like autumn leaves, I hope you can spring back.
Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
Light the blunt and then we let it by.
Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
Told my nigga we gon' rule the world.
Running there with the make, all of these bitches won't run with us. All of the niggas I grew up with, man, all them niggas be warriors. Riding, riding round, man, I'm riding round. Riding, riding round, man, I'm riding round.
Said I'm riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, riding round, my niggas.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I liked it. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
And did you direct and film it as well?
No, that one in particular I did not direct and film. That was one of my, our producer, his friends actually, who edited and, well, filmed and edited the whole video. And he's a great dude, super cool dude. He also did another video for us called Living Out Our Dreams, which is also out online right now too.
Cool. And are they on YouTube or Vimeo or?
They are on YouTube.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm going to, like, steal a clip and, like, put it in the promo.
Dope. I would appreciate that a million times.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Cool. Yep. And so I did want to ask you, you know this is a science show and stuff.
I do.
So what? How do you feel about science? Do you feel like, you know, something you love, something that you don't care about? What comes to mind?
I personally love science. I think science is one of the most important subjects in school. Just because it covers so many things, you know, like there's math in science. There's a piece of everything. You have to go out and physically test things sometimes. And it covers a lot of aspects. It can explain a lot of things and answer questions for you. So I think science is amazing.
One question. Why didn't you end up in science? Like, did it ever occur to you that you'd want to, like, work in the field? Did that ever, like, seem like a possibility?
Yes. When I was in elementary, I think a lot of kids probably said this too. I don't know. But I used to want to be a marine biologist. And a zoologist, because, you know, just whales are super hella cool. Dolphins are hella wavy. And, you know, sharks, all boys love sharks. So I just was, like, super into the marine biology lifestyle as a kid. And I went to Brentwood Science Magnet. So we were, like, extra zoned in directly in the science field. So it was always, like, a super love of mine. I just kind of, you know, fell off with schooling. So,
why do you think it fell off? Why do you think you didn't, like, become a scientist?
I think as I went along, I think the moment I reached middle school, I was like, whoa, you know what? It's not as easy as elementary anymore. Like, elementary was like a cinch, you know, like spell your name out a couple times, read some books, like do things, draw a picture, write a journal, like, you know, it's pretty simple. But when you get to middle school, stuff gets like real a little bit. Like, you start writing reports, start doing other things. And then when I realized, like, man, if I'm a scientist, I'm going to have to write a lot more of these. I kind of just faded away from that dream.
Because you didn't like the admin. Like, you were into the discovery, you know, that part
exactly.
of it. The thought of having to do, like, all the paperwork, you're like,
Yeah, I didn't know that part at first.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's like, yeah, you have to do that, but once you get to a certain point, you know, you have assistants and things like that. Did you know anyone who was a scientist or in the field? Anyone like, or was it a very isolated, like, oh, you know, I just experienced it at school, but not in your personal life?
Yeah, for me, it was really just through school that I experienced it. And I'm trying to think if I ever, well, actually, you know, what's crazy is the guy, Mike West, the producer for The People Next Door, his girlfriend is a scientist.
Ooh,
so yes,
she should come on the show.
I can see what's up. I can definitely see if I can plug that in. I'd love to plug a real scientist into the show. But,
that'd be awesome. So you do know a scientist.
I do know a scientist. That feels good to say.
You know what? I think if you had known a scientist while you're growing up, you could have, like, asked them questions, and the unknown wouldn't have been, like, so negative, you know? You're like, hey, this is hard work, but maybe you would have seen the greater lifestyle, you know, the rewards were greater than just, like, having to do paperwork, you know?
I entirely agree. I wish I did know a scientist at that time, man. For sure. Maybe I'd be Richard Wright, the rapping scientist.
You would be, and you still can be. You still can be. You
yeah,
know,
you are right about that. You are very right about that.
You still can be. This morning, I posted something on Instagram about, it was like a rap I wrote, or I write poetry, and it was like, I was trying to describe what entangled particles were. So I like,
we are entangled particles. Me and sweet daddy are tight. My situation is his situation, you dig? Even encased in a diamond 3 miles apart with random numbers thrown at me, sweet daddy knows the numbers. Either we communicate faster than the speed of light or God plays dice, you dig?
But let me put it in like a rap or something. And then I was like, I wish I knew some rappers who could, like, you know, I can tell them, you know, I'm trying to get this across, you know, and if they could, like, put it in a rap, you know?
You know what? If you give me some small pieces of this information, I am so down to write a rap, a science rap.
I'm so gonna call you on this.
We can definitely
for
put
real.
That together. I'm so for real. I would love to be a part of that.
Yes, and then you could be the rapping scientist.
I'm for it. Okay. It would up my level.
Heck yeah, we can learn together. And then maybe I can learn the rap.
I'm for it, it's a deal.
What can happen? For real though. but you know, that's also why the show is super cool, because I'm like, I want people, you know, to be exposed to more science and find out who in their community is in science or has interest in science, so that just the exposure itself is enough to direct whether someone goes into the field or not. Like, you were all psyched out about being, you know, a biologist or zoologist, but then you ran into challenges and you didn't have any, like, people around you that you could see that they are, like, made it past that challenge, and you're like, maybe it's not for me, you know, and I felt the same way, totally. I was not into science like that, but I was, like, pretty much anything that seemed big, like, oh, I want to be an attorney, or I want to, you know, any big goal. If I didn't know anyone had done that, you know, it's kind of like I was like, oh, let's do something else. You know, I was like, I was trying to find something easier, or what I thought was easier, or if not even easier, just something I thought was more realistic, which is like the worst word ever.
True. Very true.
Right? Oh, man. If only we knew when we were younger. But it's okay. We're still young.
We are. That's what we got to remember.
Right? Definitely. If you could, what was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you, but it might be a redundant question. I was going to say, if you could be a biologist or something like that, what would you be doing? Like, would you be trying to save the dolphins? Do you have any, like, comes off the top of your head? What would you have wanted to do at this point? What do you think? Fantasy?
Well, for reality. Sure, I'd be on major, major whale saving mission, for sure. Like, I think that's, like, one of the most important things. Like, I feel weird about possibly, like, growing up and, like, 20 years later, like, there's no whale, like a sperm whale,
so,
or
sad,
like, no dolphin or no polar bear. Like, that's weird to me, you know. I think that's, like, a scary thing, and people don't really trip off that. They're like, whatever, polar bear. Like,
isn't
you know,
that crazy?
It
and
is.
Did you see the picture of the polar bear that was, like, skeletal? Like, I saw that online, that a lot of them are starving, and that was so sad.
Yeah, they are. They're dying at an even more alarming rate than ever. So I think personally that's what I'd be. I think I'd be on rescue mode. Just like, you know, it's cool to study too. I'd love to study, but I feel like that's probably the more important side right now, is saving what we can save.
Right. I hope so. I think it's related to climate, well, pollution.
Oh, yeah.
I think pollution, overkilling of the whales, and climate change.
Definitely. Climate change, for sure. All those cow fumes and things. I know you've seen that, huh?
The what?
The, like, cow fumes. Like, the fumes that come from, like, massive amounts of cows and things like that.
Oh, like the carbon monoxide?
Yeah.
Is it monoxide or dioxide? I think it's CO2.
I think so.
I think it's dioxide.
Terrible stuff. So, yeah, I think
terrible.
That's what I'd do.
What? That's what you would do, huh?
Yeah.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Ooh, that is an amazing question, because I want to make myself some type of mix-up of animals, but I don't want to look weird. So
is that called a chimera or something? What is
yeah,
it
like a chimera, for sure.
Is that a real word? Yeah. Chimera. I love it when I can actually get it right.
Yeah, you did. You were right on point with that. I think it has to be out of two things.
You can be a chimera, so it's up to you.
Okay, I can be a chimera, then I'm going to mix three then. I'd be, first off, a white tiger. Or a pink dolphin, or a hummingbird, I think.
Oh, yeah. I love hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are, like, badass. Because
super.
They're beautiful, but they're aggressive. Like, I'm scared when they come by. They're really aggressive.
They are, though. They are. I might want to take that back, though. I think I might be a bird of paradise. That's my favorite, one of my favorite things in the world.
A bird of paradise. I know it's a flower. I'm like, I don't know what that looks like as a bird.
There's like a whole island. I think it's New Guinea. And that's where they're stuck. Like, they can't fly across, like,
the water. Like that. Wow, they're beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, they're amazing. And there's, like, a bunch of them. And they transform like Pokemon.
What? You think that's what inspired them? Some of the Pokemons? Maybe they, like,
stole that idea. I think it's a strong possibility. Some of them are very similar.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
I've seen this before.
Okay, so if you were a chimera, how would you mix? You can't mix a tiger with a dolphin. Like, what would you look like? Like, the bottom half, like, what part?
I think all legs would be, I think it'd have all four legs of a tiger, right?
Okay.
But then it'd have a dolphin tail still and a fin on the top. And it would have bird wings.
A bird wing. That would be so scary.
It would be creepy, but it'd be a great swimmer and flyer and, like, land runner thing.
It'd be like a platypus. Remember those? But not, I mean, yours is way cooler, but a platypus is pretty cool.
Platypus are very cool. Those are like the most mysterious animals in the world.
Yeah, and they have like sharp nails and weird stuff.
I didn't even know they had poison. I just found that out, actually.
Right? I found that out recently, too. Yeah, they're really crazy. I love it when we find crazy animals. Because then I'm just like, you know, it's not as simple as just your simple dog, or, you know.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very, very true. I heard, actually, I was looking up something a while ago, and it said something super interesting that, like, scientists find, like, five new species or five. I don't want to quote it wrong, but it says something very crazy. Like, they find, like, five new animals a day or something like that, or a week or something. I was like,
and we probably, would we find them as they're going extinct? We're like, oh, no. It's horrible.
I bet.
And that's what I always think. Did you hear about the Greenland shark they found? That they said it lived as long as 400 years?
Yeah, it's like a prehistoric shark, huh?
I don't know. I think sharks have been around. I guess they're always prehistoric. I don't know.
I thought that they meant that it was like something, a shark that they thought like wasn't, like, existing anymore, almost, and they found one.
Oh.
They came from, like, D.C. Because they also just found, well, not just found, but a while ago, they found a fish in Africa that was, like, covered, it had, like, skin of, like, rock, almost. And it was, like, a prehistoric fish that scientists hadn't seen for, like, well, really ever. They thought it was extinct. But it got sick, and it floated up to the top, and it was in Africa.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. They're always finding new stuff, you know, and it's exciting but sad because I'm always like, oh, what if we lost while we're, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's very true. You never know. That could be the last one. Hopefully not.
And why are we killing sharks when they're smart and they feel things and they're living for 400 years and you're freaking killing the shark? Like,
yeah, I don't really know. I never understood the shark killing thing either.
No, it was different when people would hunt because that's how they fed themselves. you just kill to eat. But once it got like super commercialized, it's just like, again, no regard. There's no regard for like sustainability. You know, there's no regard for the future. Very greedy.
Very true. Very true. I mean, I can't even imagine how much chicken and beef and things we eat a day as like a world, like the whole population of the world. Probably like a crazy number.
I know. And you know what? I love food. Like,
I do too. Oh, I'm an extreme foodie.
You know, but at the same time, part of me feels like, wouldn't it be better if I just was more simple? You know, if I maybe just 8 to live, or if not that extreme, I just have, you know, more portion control, or I just feel like we don't need as much food as we eat. Like, it's not necessary. Like, it's wasteful even to eat that much food.
Yeah, and supposedly America is supposed to be, like, by far the worst, too, so.
I know. I mean, I grew up eating, like, big portions. That's just how we ate, you know, and it was just like, finish your food, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. You can't not finish your food at a lot of houses. Like, it's against mom's rules, for sure.
Exactly. And with my daughter, like, I don't make her finish her food. I'm like, all right, well, we'll just give you less food next time. Like, well, maybe cool. You don't need
evolution.
A lot of food.
The new way.
It helped, though, that when she was a baby, she threw up every day, like every single day. So, like, if you push too much food on her, like, she just threw it up. So I learned, like, hey, if she says she's done,
like, it's over.
There's no, like, oh, make her finish her plate. Like, no, when she says she's done.
No, it's true. I mean, it's probably much better. Especially when we know, like, all the problems we have in America with, like, obesity and health problems and things.
I know. And we're trying to, because we are conscious or aware of the environmental, like, impact of agriculture and, like, you know, eating chicken and beef. We are trying to do vegetarian, but I haven't fully committed, so we're doing pescatarian and working our way there. And even then, I feel like I still have hang-ups because I'm like, but it's tilapia. You know, tilapia's got all this stuff in it because they don't farm it right, but I can't afford to eat, like, wild-caught salmon. I'm like, we're gonna, like, work our way down from tilapia to wild-caught salmon, but we can only have fish once a week, so eventually we're just vegetarian. That's what I think.
I can understand. I'm gonna tell you, me personally, I have a lot of friends who are vegetarian or pescatarian. I have not been able to make that move yet, so.
It's inconvenient, you know, it takes you, like, having to be flexible and not eating if the food you want is not around, like, or, you know, or being like, oh, I'll just have chips.
it's just so difficult. Like, I love a burger. A burger is one of my favorite things on the planet, like, too. So, it's like,
I admit, I had a burger today, too.
See the burger. It's like,
it wasn't because I missed the burger. It was because I didn't have, like, my meals planned, and I was out all weekend. So.
Oh, okay.
But I started to ramble again. Sorry.
No, it's perfectly fine. It's gonna be fun. Like, you're so interesting.
Like, we're talking about science, sharks and stuff.
A lot of drink, a lot of dank, a lot of people here cause I just wanna feel good. A
lot of women, a lot of bitches, listen, I ain't pimping, I just wanna feel good.
A lot of trips, a lot of drugs, a lot of love cause I just wanna feel good. A
lot of Xannies, a lot of mollies, this shit ain't a hobby, I just wanna feel good.
Man, I swear I'm on that feel good, in a Cadillac, my nigga grill wood. No more projects, but I'm still hood, summa cum laude like I went to college. Never had enough to pay tuition, said I'm sitting in a county building. Gave me tickets to a free shelter, like fuck nah, I'd rather be working. Doing drugs, trying to be healthy, ain't the shit a contradiction. Yeah, fucking nigga, listen, I ain't nobody perfect. Man, open up the curtain, let the sun shine. Open up your mind, stop being so difficult. Man, you typical, trying to be in touch with all the spiritual. Popping pills, man, it's feeling good. Sipping lean, damn, it's feeling good. So gone, man, I feel good. Right or wrong, long as that shit feel good. New pussy, new whip, new fit, new rich nigga out here living good. Elevated like I'm on a mountain, keep on counting. 1 million coming from 1,000. 1 a mattress, started from my mama couch. Music motivated, that's what I'm about. Flirt, that's some P, that's my
my nigga. In it like a PS, my nigga. Tight like we BS, my nigga. You wanna be us, remember? Never that. All we about is getting money, getting cash.
A lot of drink, a lot of dank, a lot of people here, cause I just wanna feel good. A
lot of women, a lot of bitches, listen, I ain't pimping, I just wanna feel good.
Yeah. A lot of trips, a lot of drugs, a lot of love, cause I just wanna feel good. Yeah. A
lot of Xanax, a lot of mollies, this shit ain't a hobby, I just wanna feel good.
Fuck what you talking about. I'm about to feel good. If it's money you talking about, I'll be there if the deal good. I'm about to have fun. I'm about to live it up. You can hear when I'm twisting up. Got codeine and some trippy stuff. Pull something out for the dead ones and murder the bottle that's red rum. I took a trip with the red one. She's smart than the bitch, but her head dumb. Live every second, never second guessing. Life's a blessing, yes, and we could go at any minute. Any crazy people eating vegan like the pork and beef is really killing babies. I'ma say it's people, I'ma say it's evil. I'ma say too much, I'm probably tripping. Maybe I've been really going, I've been tripping. Probably tripping Molly, man, I think I feel it, maybe. And I'ma live my life like I don't know what might go. Down, I smoke pounds, that's why I'm wide awake with my eyes closed. Down, I stay down, you a clown, that's why you tightrope. Round my crown, Jill Scott, yo, I just living my life, go. I'm just living my life, go. A lot of drink, a lot of dank, a lot of people here, cause I just wanna feel good.
A lot of women, a lot of bitches, listen, I ain't pimping, I just wanna feel good.
A lot of trips, a lot of drugs, a lot of love, cause I just wanna feel good.
A lot of Xanax, a lot of mollies, this shit ain't a hobby, I just wanna feel good.
Yeah. A lot of Rossier, woke up about to come a drone, Yola, I feel good. I just pop a tap, I just smoke a dab.
Don't worry about me, I feel good.
All up in the mirror, cause I look good, like, don't feel the switcher with the good, whipping out the Vegas with a good juh. OG Green, no brown J's like brown James, I feel good. I just really wanna feel. Big stacks with the juice dripping like grapefruit when it peels. Oh, skirt, skirt with the work. Ooh, got her up out the skirt. Easy.
Just wanna feel good.
Pimpin', I just wanna feel good.
I just wanna feel good.
This shit ain't a hobby, I just wanna feel good.
Do you have, like, a favorite science fiction film or book or anything like that? Are you into
favorite
sci-fi?
Science fiction? Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, I'm going to make that a two-part answer. First, I'm going to start off by saying one of the things that I watched recently that I'm sure a lot of people are very into, it's very popular right now, is Stranger Things.
Yes, I've seen it. I like it, but I'm not going to lie. I need to rewatch it because I just didn't fall in love with it like I thought I would. I was like, I felt like I wasn't as emotionally connected as I should have been. But I love the 80s. It felt like Goonies and you know.
Yeah, I think that's the best part of the experience. The aesthetic, I think, is the best part. Like the 80s kind of thing, music, the way that it is. Kind of like, yeah, it's dope, and I love that about it for sure. And then it was kind of creepy. They had some cool little creepy scenes that were suspenseful.
They did. It's good. I know I'm the one who's at fault because I haven't even finished it. I made it to like the second to the last episode, and I was like, oh, I got distracted.
You know, I might say maybe not. You might not be off. Like, if you second to last, that's kind of enough time for you to get with it. You know what I mean? Maybe you just, it's not really the time yet.
What? But I should like it because you know why it's super dope? The whole, like, aren't they traveling through time and dimensions?
I'm not sure about, I don't think time yet, but dimensions, surely, for sure. And so it's, yeah, I guess you would say it's like interdimensional travel as well as, what's the other word? Astral projecting, things like that.
Yay! Yeah, that's so cool. See, that makes me want to rewatch it just so I can, like, be all about the science and, you know, and the nostalgia. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I love that. That's what I love right now. And then as far as, like, movies all time, I like science fiction a lot. So it's a really difficult
You like
one.
What?
I said I like sci-fi a lot, so it's a difficult one. But I might go for the cheesy route and say E.T. I love E.T.
Why?
I like E.T. because the very first time I saw it, I was really young, and it was so grand. You know, like, it was so such a big scale, like, the way he showed up was so mysterious, and then, like, a kid keeping an alien at home was just such a crazy idea when you're a kid. And the scene when the scientists come into the house in astronaut suits and all that, that scene scared the hell. Like, I was actually frightened when I was young. I was like, whoa, like, what are they doing? They're hooking E.T. up to IVs and heart monitors.
Damn scientists. Damn.
It was crazy. Yeah, it did put a bad, slightly bad light on the scientists. But you know, I got over that.
Well, there's a dark side of science. So,
there is. There is. The movies always show the dark side.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They hardly ever show, like, the good side of science.
Yeah,
I never really thought about that.
Interstellar. I like that movie. I thought that was
That movie, I love that movie, and I thought it was so beautiful, and I thought it was so romantic. I was like, that was a love story. Like, it was a science fiction love story, and it was so romantic.
I love the string theory, like the physical aspect that they show for the string theory at the end. I thought that was, like, really dope that they, like, actually gave that to the fans.
Yeah. I thought that was great, too. It's worth watching more than once. Like, it's hard for me to watch a movie more than once, usually within a couple of years. I'm like, no. But I can watch that movie, like, again, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It was a good movie.
Do you like any, do you have any science fiction books that you really like?
Science fiction books. Not too many, actually. I was always Goosebumps and then, like, kind of Dragons and stuff and Wizards and, like, you know, Lord of the Rings. I read that. Read a couple
That's
Harry Potter.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm really into the fantasy
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I'm a nerd at heart, too, with the, like, the good kind. Like, nerds are up right now. We're, like, the cool people.
I know. I'm not nerdy enough, but for sure. Everyone out nerds me. I'm just more like, I don't know, I'm just myself.
That's cool now, too, though. It's cool to be yourself nowadays. It's a good time.
It is. Isn't it funny? There are some good times, definitely.
Yeah, you know,
it's funny. I was going, do you know what's coming out that's super cool? The movie Dark Tower is a book series by Stephen King. I'm a huge Stephen King fan. And it's not sci-fi, it's horror. But horror fantasy, you know? He's got maybe sci-fi. But it's great, and it's called The Dark Tower, and it's about this gunslinger who, I haven't watched and read in forever, but it's about a gunslinger who's traveling through the movie, in the book. It's like a really long, epic series. Sorry, the audience, I don't know what the movie's about anymore, because I read this when I was, like, 5 or 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. But I'm excited, because I was like, it was cool. And Idris Elba is going to play the gunslinger, which is a big deal.
I like
Idris. Because he's a badass.
Yeah, he is.
The character's a badass. So
That's
it's
dope.
Something about saving the world. And the thing with Stephen King is his books, they're connected. Usually something bleeds into the next, like they're part of the same world, you know?
That's dope. Well, since we're doing that, because I feel like now, like, we're in, like, movie trailer mode, like, giving, like, movie previews. Actually, I know of a movie that's coming out next year, too, and it's really interesting, especially to me in reference with all the, like, police violence and, you know, the black-white police, like, issues right now. It's the Stanford, I believe it's called the Stanford Project, which if a lot of people do or probably don't know about the project. Yeah.
Dark side of science.
It is. Once again, the dark side of science. But I think it is, like, a very important movie, too, in the reference of showing people, like, kind of like the psychological side of, like, even, like, what it is to be a officer or a person of authority or, you know, and how it can be negative, positive, or anyway, you know, just giving people a closer look at, like, the psychology of it. And so that movie's coming out next year. Hopefully it's good. I don't know. Because it's hard to tell nowadays with Hollywood, but.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cool.
Yeah, I saw the original. Like, remember when they made a film about that? I feel like in the 70s or something like that.
I believe so, yeah.
And it was really scary, you know, because I was like, it reminded me of, like, Lord of the Rings or anything like that, you know, where people just, like, go crazy with power. They just go freaking crazy.
Exactly.
And it turns into this bully atmosphere, you know?
Exactly. I think it would give people a lot of insight on things right now to try to understand, like, both sides.
Right. Exactly. And the thing about the Stanford prison experiment that was scary and real is it's not like they came in all like, I want to be the bad guy or I want to, like, abuse people, you know? It was like almost as if they weren't in control of what happened to their minds when they were in that role.
The suit turned them into different people. Just the suit alone, almost, you could say.
Yeah, they said they changed dramatically since they put on the uniform.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy.
You know why? I think it's because we're so primal, and I feel like certain environments have, like, predictive behavior outcomes, and even when we're not aware, you know, of that we're playing a role, we'll take on that role, you know, like,
that's
we might think
true.
We're being unique and individual, you know, but no, everyone who wears that shirt acts like that, you know, you know, it's so weird, you know, it's so weird. I don't know. People to me are so predictable, and I think that's why it's easy to brainwash people because we know the patterns, you know, and that's why things like the prison, the school to prison pipeline, and things like that, like certain behaviors and environments, like have very predictable results. Just our brains are so predictable that it's like you can almost like. That's why, you know, it's like you can put certain ingredients, put people in certain environment and expect, you know, some predictable results. And that applies, like, socially all the time. Not all, I don't want to say all the time, but highly, you know,
there's a clear pattern.
Yeah.
A very high percentage for sure.
Yeah. And it's the group dynamic that happens as well. You see it. In everything, but in this particular instance, say for instance, in a group dynamic, if someone starts acting negative or says something negative, then everyone's going to start complaining. It's like contagious.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's extremely true. It's almost even like when people know that, like, if everyone wants to do something, there's probably almost always one person who wants to be the opposite. Like, just automatically, it's like the other opposite statistic.
Oh, you're saying if everyone wants to do something, it's almost you're guaranteed someone's going to want to do the opposite?
Yeah, there's an opposition pretty much always. Like,
yeah.
If 10 people want to do something, there's always maybe at least one who's the opposite of it.
Which is not bad, because, you know, sometimes people want to do crazy bad stuff. You know?
Very true. It works both ways, positive and negative.
Definitely. But, that brings me back to your group, the people next door, because you said that you guys have, like, great synergy, you know, that creative energy where you feed off of each other and it just like brings you higher and higher.
Definitely.
At least that's what I feel.
It does. I think the best thing about being around people or working with people that you like and that you respect that is that you are always in a healthy competition, you know? Like with these three artists and even the producer being who he is, when he makes a beat, I feel like I'm more inclined to do the best that I can because he makes great beats. And I don't want to come off half, you know, halfway on a beat that's amazing. As well as at the same time, I have three other artists who are next to me who are amazing artists who all do their own thing in their own way. And I can't fall behind, basically. So it's like,
right.
You know, if it's like seeing the All-Star game, not to big up us like that or anything, but it's like in the All-Star game, you know, no player wants to be the guy with no points in the All-Star game. Like, you want to be the MVP, and everybody else wants to be the MVP too as well. So it's a good battle.
Very true. That's why, you know, it's good to be around people who you admire so that they can rub off on you, you know?
Exactly. And you hope that, like, you can push them too at the same time. Like, you hope that you're good enough to where they feel like, man, I got to stay on my stuff because this guy's really good too.
I know. I hate, that's why I hate to, like, settle and get comfortable because it, like, brings me down. Like, I can feel myself get lazy.
I feel you.
And, like, you know, if I'm, like, in chill work or whatever. But if I feel like I gotta like put in like a little bit of work, some effort, I excel, you know, because I'm like, all right, I got that competitive. I can feel like the juice, you know. So
I agree. I agree. I think the moment that it's kind of messed up, and this is like I feel like in any field, is when you feel like you're already extremely good. Like when in your head you're like, you know what, I am really good at this. You're kind of like settling now, like, well, you know, I've done it all, like, this is it, like, this is a plateau. I feel like you consistently have to let yourself know, like, you know what, I could be much better than I am right now.
I know, I'm starting to feel like, I'm like, oh, you know, you could do better stuff, like, good thing you have all the things. I'm like, you're right, do better, stop being lazy.
Hey, we all get caught up in it, though, man. Sundays are difficult to get out of.
I know, but it's like I can't hate. It's true. I need it better. I wanted to also talk about you work, you said, with Control TV and 40-ounce
gold.
Gold, yeah. So tell me about Control TV. What's that?
Control TV is an entire entertainment media, I guess, what would you call it, like a place that makes films. They make films, basically, and it's ran by a very well-known woman, incredible woman named Janine Daniels, the writer of That Guy and the writer of Becoming Mia, and that is her company with her partner Will. And it is getting ready to do really great things, basically. They're making shows and a bunch of other content. And it's going to be basically a platform for people to view all types of things, music, cooking, everything, basically. It's going to be almost, think of it as its own TV channel. But it'll be for the people, and it will be online.
And it's going to be dope because Janine does dope things.
Exactly. Those words.
That's awesome. Very cool. That's super cool. I didn't know she was doing that. I didn't know she was involved with that.
Yep.
And what about 40? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was saying she is always working on something all the time. Never stops.
See? Do better. Do better. I met Janine a couple of times, but the first time I met her at a networking event for How to Be a Producer. And I was already a fan, and I remember everybody was, like, asking her, like, how do you write? How do you do things? And she was just like, you just do them. she wasn't, like, mean or anything, but she was like, you just fucking do it. If you, you know, you just do it.
That sounds like her.
then you just do it. And that was it. It was like everyone wanted to overcomplicate it so they can find an excuse why they couldn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you just do it. But you do.
That is hilarious.
You sacrifice.
That does sound, you know, just like her. It does.
Yep. And I was one of those people like, she's right, and just do it. And so from that, I started writing because she said, just write. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to write then. Because I needed to, like, I have aspirations of being a writer and telling stories. And so I was like, I just need to do it, you know, and just whatever comes out, comes out. And I wrote a science fiction short film. That's super weird, and I'm not done with it because I like have taken a break, but it's about time travel and like love and emotional like roller coasters and things like that from the perspective of an alien just like learning how to be human. Yeah,
that's dope.
So it is super dope. It's just kind of hard. It's kind of hard to finish. So I'm like, I need to go back and figure out how I can, like, segment it. Because if it's hard to finish, that's okay. You can just make it seem like it's some epic story, you know?
Yeah, true. Very true.
You know? But one more group or company you were mentioned working with was called 40 Ounce Gold. What's that?
Oh, yeah. 40 Ounce Gold is basically a media company, media and promotion and media company, and marketing. And that's a lot of things, huh? Promotion, marketing, media. Okay. And basically what they do is they streamline everything. They make you look really good online. They make your videos look good. They make your pictures look good. They make your Instagram look great. And they just streamline everything and make you look like the real professional that you want to look like. And they're really amazing. And so I work with them, and it's definitely already been a big help, but we have much more in the works, too, as far as, like, projects that I'm dropping with them. I have an album on the way, which is called Where the Sidewalk Ends, and so that's going to be dropped through Big Boy and them, and at the same time through Control TV, too, because they're going to be helping me with the other side of my media as well. So, yeah, that's like my juggernaut team of people right now that I'm working with that will help me get to the next level.
Sweet. Maybe I'll look them up, too. Not maybe. I'm doing it right now.
Super cool.
But I can't find them.
Tell them Richard Wright sent you. I'll send you their Instagram or something. And then just tell
okay, that'll be good. Because I was looking on Instagram, but I couldn't find it. Maybe I was spelling 40 ounce gold wrong. I'm not sure. But where can people find you online if they wanted to follow you or ask you follow-up questions?
Yeah, you can definitely ask me any questions in the world that you want. And you can find me on Instagram at It's The Right Insta. It's just how it sounds, like ITSCHEWRIGHTINSTA. It's The Right Insta.
Sweet. And I'll put that in the description.
Dope. And what's my other one? My Twitter, actually, I just changed it because I changed it to something way cooler, so I don't remember it at this very moment. But it's something
so cool,
like,
you can't remember.
It's something like You Got the Right Twitter or something, or The Right Twitter, or everything has to do with my name. So everything is like You Have the Right Thing, or You Have the Right Facebook, or like, basically.
Sweet. That's awesome. And then I will cut in some songs. You can pick any song. Do you have any particular song that you want me to, like, put on the show?
Just really anything from the People Next Door project. Unless you want a solo, it's up to you, really. But, yeah, that's the most recent thing out, the most recent new music, new beats, new everything, so... People Next Door project, and honestly, I'd like to see what you want to pick. What would be your favorite off of that project?
Okay, so boy, okay, cool. I'll do that. I'll go look up on your Instagram to get the link so I can see all the songs, and then I'll cut in some from the videos that are out. So that's cool too. Very, very cool. Well, can you say something cool like, I'm Richard Wright, I'm on the Just Science Show, something like that?
Just Science Show, right?
The Dope Science Show.
Dope Science Show. Okay.
Yep.
All right, we ready?
Yes.
Hey, this is Richard Wright, your local rap artist from Los Angeles, and I am here on the Dope Science Show talking about science and music and other cool things.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it so much. It was fun.
It was. It was super fun. You're really good at it.
Thanks. I'm trying. I'm like trying to get better. I think this is my best one, the most organized, even though I was late. It was the best organized as far as keeping up with the topics instead of rambling.
Applauds. I'm glad I got to be a part of the best one. Now I'm extra happy.
Yes, yes. All right, then. Well, I will talk to you later.
Definitely, for sure. I'll hit you up soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I thought it was fun and inspiring. We all have dreams, and it's beautiful to witness people live their dreams out loud. Check their album, The People Next Door. It's like an epic, esoteric day trip in L.A., or at least that's how I pictured it in my head. Very familiar to me. They actually mix in a bit of science in their lyrics and philosophy as well, in addition to all that high, feel-good vibes, you know? Soon we will reunite with the whole group and talk dope science stuff. Hey, I do have one question. What kind of chimera would you be? A polar bear mixed with a butterfly? A tortoise mixed with an antelope? Wouldn't that look weird? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, The Dope Science Show. Instagram, at The Dope Science Show. Or just hit me up in the comments, iTunes, please review me, or SoundCloud. All right, you guys, I will talk to you soon. This in the show with the People Next Door's epic bonus track, Planets. It's like 5 songs in one. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Trippy, 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 trippy shit. Hey. Right. Yeah. Look, look, look. Love me more than money, man, that's motivation. Motivation. I done walked through hell and back and souls I sold to Satan. These Air Max 95s done took a lot of rides down lonely roads with lonely souls with crumpled foes off Molly Heisen. I done tripped and tripped and tripped and tripped again. Till my past feel like my future that I missed again. Plant the seed today that is the tree tomorrow. If white could live as black, I bet they see my saw.
You ain't tripped until you fell in love. She was rolling hard and giving hella hugs. I'm off LSD, I feel everything I like. Gummy bears, I like jelly beans, I like candy flips. Three is company, I like sugar cubes in my apple juice. Hippie girls who like hippie girls. If you fuck with me, then I fucks with you. Road trip, road trip.
I think we need a road trip.
We done smoked this whole zip. We shred out the ocean. All my niggas stoners. I be just zoning. Probably in the moment. Fuck it, call me in the morning. Ayy, catch me when I'm sober.
Or catch me when I fall down. That mean my trip is over. Feel it off my shoulders.
Float off in a coma. A cultivated country. That was just a quote to me to quote.
Lost souls and planets. A lot of us don't know who we are. A lot of people wish on a star and never go to get it they self. Off the high stove, then damn it. Watching potholes, don't panic. I keep my eyes closed, cause man, it's fucked up over here.
Said I'm a lost soul.
But tell me, who ain't these days? They tell me where I'm supposed to go, but I'm so stuck in my ways. I'm that angel on your left shoulder, just trying to stop the darkness taking over. I'm that one that wakes you in the morning, got you dreaming about that one moment. Shady alleys in them street corners, this just the road to where we going. Don't let it stop your heartbeat pumping, cause I got music in my soul. And what else I do not know?
Show up uninvited, eyes dilated, high off of that holy smoke. A rolling stone to say the least, hope I don't overdose before I slay these streets. Every day I pray for peace, trying to find a way around the bullshit. Been cool since 88, still I'm not the one to fool with. Tool kid, all hammers, feels like goddammit. Whole fam is famished, got me out here taking chances. No example of what a man is, so I'm winging it. Fly as fuck, on the line with all my love. I'm guaranteed to die the one, it's cool.
Lost souls and planets. A lot of us don't know who we are. A lot of people wish on a star and never go to get it they self. Off the high stove, then damn it. Watching potholes, don't panic. I keep my eyes closed, cause man, it's
fucked up over here.
Love souls and planets, love souls and planets. Never gonna get it, they say.
Those be all my best friends. I just had one left leg and I was on my deathbed. We see hoes and bust them down like we pulled up in Lexus. She really want a necklace, so she gon' tuck me necklace. I just got that energy, my people, they electric. I fucked her during Netflix, get money, that's a death lick. She just want that roly, holy Christ, I can't be blessing. No, she won't get no leverage, she thirsty, need a beverage. Go cool, bitches no two, bitch, I'm super saying low down. Dirty Shane too, bitch, I'm Damon Wayans, no sin. She don't know pimp, bitch, I ain't for playing good games. Get the good game, bitch, I'm all the same. Word.
Puffin', puffin', I be smoking something, I be lit.
I be lit.
Bitches showing up the shows, I know that I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
Get the money, get the honeys, I be off the rail.
If you ain't down the ride, then get the fuck up out the wheel.
Trippin' daffodils, I just bought that half a pill. I can't never find my chill. Flow got that jacuzzi feel. Psychedelic Lucy feel. I thought you knew the drill. Yo, bitch signed a group of deals. Fresh as heaven, high as hell. I tied down my YSL. Ducking 12, lighting L's. Riding dirty, got no L's. Bitches back, flow good as gold. Oh. Yeah, you know I be trippin', you know I'm not falling, you know I be working till all of us ballin'. I cool with my niggas like nerves revolving. Hippie my accent, excuse how I'm talking. The two got me sagging, excuse how I'm walking. No shoes in the forest, I'm trippin' the hardest. Hell of a artist, Jimmy and Marley. Hey, hova without time, pour it off Molly. Turn up, yo, new neighbors having a party. Hey,
puffin', puffin', I be smoking something, I be lit.
I be lit.
Bitches showing up the shows, I know that I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
Get the money, get the honeys, I be on the rail.
If you ain't down the ride, then get the fuck up out the wheel.
Confidence is monstrous, atomic when the bomb is lit. Anonymous accomplishments, my conscience is astonishing. Keep a Japanese hoe, cooking up the ramen then. Me, my niggas winning up, we ain't even trying to win. None y'all niggas climbing in the lion's den. Ain't nobody climbing in. If you said you did, then you lying then. Probably need to have yourself some biotin. Niggas so brittle, I can see it in your eyes within. Yeah, life is so exciting. Waking to horizons. Watch a wheel spin under Cooper's hypnotizing. Took a whole home, three pokes like it's a trident. Only call her for some dumb, she still say me for siding.
Puffin', puffin', I be smoking something, I be lit.
Bitches showing up the shows, I know that I'm the shit.
Get the money, get the honeys, I be off the rail.
If you ain't down the ride, then get the fuck up out the wheel.
But she got an attitude, I call her my Thundercat. Ay, remember when I used to battle niggas and imagine metaphors becoming rats.